Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us. We've got an excellent podcast for you for this Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. Almost forgot. It's our 362nd podcast, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the origins of Hawaiian music, because it came in from a podcast listener question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 or 48 hours. We're going to talk a little bit about festivals that are coming up. And also, if we have time, we're going to give everybody a sneak peek at Yaling and Bruce's Oahu adventure package that we're going to be launching very soon here. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Or you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Also, you can find us on Twitter, Aloha Bruce.
That's me.
Aloha Yaling. And Facebook. Facebook.com/Hawaii Vacation.
Yes, yes.
Yay!
You got it. Also, Facebook.com/Hawaii Aloha Travel is our fan page.
Yay!
So you can get to us either way. You also can just, you know, go to our website and get involved with us. We also have a blog and podcast and lots of videos for you to watch if you're interested in Hawaii. Well, this is our first podcast for the week. We kind of started off in the middle of the week on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And we had a pretty relaxing weekend, actually. Had a great dinner. What was that? A brunch. Over, ate a lot of food this weekend over at the Big City Diner. Big City Diner is sort of a chain of restaurants. If you come to Hawaii, you want a good meal, kind of family-style meal, good local kind grinds.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that at Big City Diner, and they hosted a tweet-up. If you don't know what a tweet-up is, I'm not going to get into it now. But there's nothing gay about it, okay? And it was just a fun time. Got to meet with friends. Saw a lot of friends we haven't seen in a long, long time.
Yep.
Otherwise, just relaxed. Didn't do anything crazy. You know? Didn't do anything crazy. What else did we do? We did something on Friday night, too.
Oh, Sony Open.
Oh, yeah. The Sony Open. We went to the Sony Open. Thank you. I went to the Sony Open on Saturday. And Yaling wasn't feeling well, so I went solo. And basically, I went skybox hopping. You know, they have skyboxes, and that's where a lot of the, like, quote, VIP people hang out. I was sort of trailing around with another VIP person, just kind of sneaking in. It was really a great time. The folks at Grey Goose, the folks at Halekulani Hotel were just wonderful. Want to thank Krista Whittier, who got us in to some really great skyboxes, VIP treatment. Did a little bit of drinking, just a little. A lot of Grey Goose. You know, I'm not a vodka man, but they had Grey Goose everywhere. So I'm drinking Grey Goose with lemonade. Just having a great time at the Sony Open. Who won the Sony Open? Love, right? That guy Love? No.
Palmer
won.
Palmer.
Yeah. But they were missing shots. Every time we were watching and we were sitting there, they missed like the easiest putts.
And then just said, okay, let's go Goose.
Yeah, let's go Goose. Drink up. And then after, we went over to the Kahala Hotel, which I haven't been there in a while.
I know.
Wonderful place. It's in Kahala, obviously, the Kahala Hotel. And there's a wonderful beach bar there. So if you have a chance to get there for sunset, it's a wonderful time. Sat, relaxed, met some people. And everybody's just so friendly. And made some friends and had a great time. So if you have a chance to do that, go over there. You can also see the dolphins in the dolphin pool there. They do a lot of the training of the dolphins there, and they have a dolphin program there right at the hotel. In fact, you can get a hotel room at the Kahala that overlooks the dolphin pond. So pretty exciting. Had a great time and can't wait. And, you know, after the Sony Open, I ran into a few people that said, hey, I could have gotten you tickets here. The thing about the Sony Open is to get there, like, before it starts. And then you can really check out the players and meet more people and get your camera in there. I was very camera shy. I didn't bring the camera. You're not allowed to bring cameras in the Sony Open. So I didn't bring cameras in the Sony Open. So we got a lot to talk about. First of all, the highly anticipated resort that's under construction in out in Evalay, the Disney Resort, it's finally got a name. So they finally named the Disney Resort there, and I think it's Aulani. It's called the A'ulani.
What the A'ulani mean?
And that means place that speaks deep with messages.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Walt Disney Resorts announced that today. And they said that they want the destination to reflect the vibrant culture that it surrounds. Joe Rode, the senior vice president of creative for Walt Disney Imagineering, said in a statement that the name A'ulani expresses a connection to tradition and deep storytelling, and its roots are here in this island.
Mm-hmm.
We're so grateful to the local Hawaiians who led us to the discovery of this name, and our goal is to live up to its meaning.
Yep.
Now, the Disney Resort just launched a new website. You can check it out. It was just unveiled today.
Wow.
And it's going to open up its phase, its first phase of rooms in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have a 360 hotel rooms and 481 two-bedroom villas, as well as a 15,000 square foot conference center, 18,000 foot spa, and 48,000 square feet plus of outdoor venues like snorkeling activities. Of course, they're going to have a golf course and all that stuff.
It will be very good for kids.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be great for kids. It's finally, you know, having a Disney here, which is going to be pretty amazing.
Do you think they're going to have a Mickey Mouse?
Of course. They're going to have Mickey Mouse, and they're going to have, of course, the...
Hilo.
Yeah. Hilo and Stitch?
Oh, yeah.
Lilo and Stitch.
Or Lilo.
Of course, which is the big Hawaiian thing. So it's going to be great. And they're just really excited about it. They're going to get things going real soon there and all kinds of stuff about that. We do have a blog post about it up on our site, so you can read more about that. And
yeah.
I'm glad that they're embracing the culture.
They should.
And because that's what they should be doing.
Mickey Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
And you can find the website at DisneyA'ulani.com.
Hey, check it out.
Now, speaking of that, now, it's interesting because there's just so much news right now about filming that's going on here on Oahu and all over the islands.
Wow.
And they just announced that they're going to be doing another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes!
And they're going to be filming that in on Oahu, a lot of it on Oahu and Kauai. And guess when it's going to open? In 2011, it's going to open in conjunction with the opening of the resort. So that's pretty smart. They plan a movie, right? They plan a movie at the same time they're going to open up this huge resort.
Nice.
Yeah. And if that isn't enough, CBS has ordered up the classic cop series, Hawaii Five-0. You're for you to... Now, here's the rub on that one. I heard that they're still deciding where they're going to film Hawaii Five-0 in Hawaii. Is that crazy?
Of course.
I mean, they've got to film it here. So Hawaii Five-0.
You're going to find a hotel?
Yeah.
Like Ilikai in Los Angeles?
Right.
You got to build one?
I know. What are they going to build? Some kind of fake Hawaii set?
No.
No way. Stupid. They've got to film it here. They've got the services of Alex Kretzmann and Roberto Orki. I guess that's how you name him. His name. These are the guys from the Transformer series that are going to be pairing up and shepherding the project. And for those of you who are too young to remember Hawaii Five-0, it was a police series, one of the longest running cop shows on CBS.
I see.
And CSI New York executive producer Peter Lenkov is also involved.
I like the CSI.
Yeah, you love CSI. You can't turn that show off.
No.
That's your favorite show.
No.
And if that isn't enough, Adam Sandler has been running around town.
Oh, yeah.
And he is also talking about producing another movie. And I think he now is going to produce a film called, what was the name of it? Let me look here. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Ooh.
It's going to be called Hereafter.
Ooh.
And they're looking for a good location to film it, and they're looking for a good hotel location.
Oh.
And it's going to be a comedy about a pretend wife that he has on Maui. And it's going to begin supposedly filming in the middle of April.
Oh.
And they're looking for a prime location for the Maui Hotel. And as you remember, a lot of they need a waterfall location and they need a location with dolphins. So immediately I'm thinking Sea Life Park, right? Like he did in the last movie, yeah. 51st Dates.
Yeah.
We kissed a walrus. Remember that?
Yep.
So a lot of news coming forward about movies and films, you know, right here in Hawaii. Hawaii's hot right now for the movie industry. And what's great is that we have a really, it couldn't be done if we didn't know. And if we didn't have the resources here and the filmmakers and the really great innovators that we have in Hawaii. So I think I'm really proud that Hawaii has such great creative people here.
I know.
So that we can attract all these movies. It pumps a lot of money into our economy. Just the one movie that Clint Eastwood did pumped $26 million into the economy.
Good job.
So yeah. So the people at the Hawaii Film Studio and all of those guys... big kudos to them for attracting such fantastic talent and great movies.
Of course.
So hopefully we'll get to see them. Maybe we'll even be able to catch them when we're driving around. Catch the movie sets. That would be fun. Well, we got a lot to cover here, only a little bit of time. We got a question in from Mike from Tennessee, and he wants to know where Hawaiian music comes from.
Ooh.
Yeah. And everybody's heard of Hawaiian music, but I don't think a lot of people know exactly where it originated from and how it evolved. Most of the world also would not be surprised to learn that the earliest known Hawaiian music was hula. It's not just a dance, it's music. Mm-hmm. And it was comprised of a chant called a mele, accompanied by an ipu. An ipu is a gourd, you know, those... gourds, they look like...
It's a stone.
It's hard to explain what they are. You know, it's like an empty shell thing, a gourd, you know.
Okay.
And the lily stones.
I see.
That are used as clappers. And that was how it began. That's the origin. That's how Hawaiian music originated, from the hula and the chanting and the...
I know the Mangar.
Exactly.
They use their music.
Exactly. Exactly. Then a lot of people just associate Hawaiian music with ukulele, but that's a misconception. That came in with the Portuguese, and that's a whole other story. We'll tell that story one day. Exactly. But in 1832, King Kamehameha III was faced with overpopulation of cattle, especially on the Big Island, and to reach his subjects and to control that population, he imported Mexican cowboys, which are called Paniolo. And they brought with them, guess what?
Guitars.
Exactly. And as they shared their music and they shared their instruments with the Hawaiians, the Hawaiians began to loosen the strings, making them slack. And that's where you get the slack key. And the finger pick, and they sort of finger pick them and strum them.
I see.
And then... 30 years later, excuse me, 30 years later, the Portuguese field workers arrived to Hawaii and they brought their favorite instrument with them, which was the bragunia. And the Hawaiians were fascinated with it and they nicknamed it the jumping flea, which is also ukulele. Ukulele means jumping flea. Because it was kind of like expressing the swiftness with that the players played with, like a jumping
the
flea.
Because
the fingers move so fast. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to claim to be a historian. I am, only know what I know, and there could be other stories and much more complicated stories that I don't know because I am not a Hawaiian story, but I'm going to pretty much stick with this story because this is the one that was told to me. And then in late... the 19th century, David Kalakaua was promoting Hawaiian culture abroad. His sister Liliuokalani composed a lot of music and wrote several enduring songs, including Aloha Oi, which is now the... Am I shaking?
Yeah.
I gotta stop shaking. Why am I doing that? I have that habit, which was launched. And then in the beginning of the 20th century, traditional Hawaiian music was launched with English lyrics and became popular. Mm-hmm. Many, many local songs. Hawaiian musicians then began touring the United States, often in small bands. Mm-hmm. And it became more and more popular as time went on. Like C&K and many of the other musicians we've talked about in this program. But slack key guitar... seems to be one of the predominant favorite types of music that are now popular in Hawaii and, mm-hmm. and are known in Hawaii. And the most popular influential slack guitarist was the late Gabby Paunuhi. Mm-hmm. And his albums in 1947 are still treasures. And then you have people that are modern, taking it to the modern side, which is kind of like yeah. Makana.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a music that still lives out today. There's lots of slack key festivals all over the islands. Uh-huh. And, of course, a lot of people remember Dong Ho. He became synonymous in the 60s with Hawaiian music, and he combined the traditional elements of the 50s music and the 60s music mm-hmm. and kind of became like the kind of the Elvis of Hawaii, I mean, or the Frank Sinatra of Hawaii. And you're going to hear Hawaiian music everywhere you go, along Waikiki Beach, here in the islands, on the radio stations, and embrace it. Mm-hmm. Try to learn about it. You'll be with an earshot of it in most restaurants, and mm-hmm. an evening is not complete unless you've hung out and listened to some beautiful Hawaiian music, and there's lots of venues for doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps you understand the origins of Hawaiian music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have time to talk about two other things I wanted to discuss today, so we'll talk about them on the next show. And that was the festivals that are coming up, because if you're planning a Hawaii vacation, it's a really good idea to plan your vacation around some of these festivals that we have coming up.
And what
do we? Oh, there's lots of them. We don't have time. But then, so we'll do it next show.
Okay.
And then our next show, we'll tell you all about our new Oahu, Bruce and Yelling's Oahu Adventure Package.
Wow.
Which is going to be combining all of the wonderful things that we've learned about Hawaii over the years, including the restaurants, special restaurants that we're going to include in it. And also you'll have some time with us as well as part of this package. So be on the lookout for that. So right now we'd like to get into packages that have been booked in the last 24 hours. But before we do that, I want to send out a special, special aloha to one of our agents, Mahea, who unfortunately was rushed to the hospital. What was it, Monday, right? Day before yesterday. She did have a mild stroke, and she is in the hospital, and she is recovering, but it's not going to be an easy road for her. And we want to put out our positive vibes for her and wish her, you know, all the best. She's a wonderful person. She's Native Hawaiian, and we love her, and we miss her, and we're just hoping for nothing but the best. We did hear from the folks at the hospital just before we came on the show, and we know that she's on the road to recovery, but we won't know a lot until the next 24 to 48 hours. She's in a medical induced coma, which usually is a good thing because they can keep the body calm. And
because they worry about the blood pressure.
Yeah, her blood pressure, and she only has 3% kidney function, so the woman really has a lot of challenges, and we're just, you know, putting all of our positive vibes out there so that she gets better, and we want to wish her and her family nothing but the best. So with that, let's get on to packages that we've booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yep.
So if you're planning a trip, these are packages that might appeal to you.
The first one is for family of two and travel from JFK to Maui. Look at it. The date is January 24th to 31st.
Wow, right around the corner.
Oh, look at that hotel. Grand Walea.
Wow.
In the
Napua Club.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
With a convertible. $6,611.
$6,600. Wow. This is like first class all the way. Staying at the Grand Walea Resort. Convertible car. Very sweet. Congratulations to Spira and Ilana Mordecai. Mm. They are just going to have a wonderful time, and thank you very much for your business. We do appreciate it. Welcome to our Ohana. This is, you know, you can't beat a vacation like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is decadence. This is one of the nicest hotels in all of Hawaii. And congratulations over to Kalei over at Extension 31 for mm-hmm. pulling that one off.
And next one is for family of two, travel day February 15 to 22nd from Grand Rapids to Maui. Stay in Mauikai Ocean Front Room, and with a compact car, total $3,494.
Wow, very nice package. All the way from Grand Rapids, that junior suite, Ocean Front. You know, all the suites are Ocean Front at the Maui Kai on beautiful Kaanapali Beach. Congratulations to Douglas and Peggy Derby. They really got a great deal here for $3,500. Ashley over at Extension
39.
Thank you, Ashley, and thank you to Douglas and Peggy.
Next one is for family of two. Travel day will be February 24 to March 1st. San Francisco to Honolulu, stay in the Waikiki West with a leg waiting transfer for $1,522.
Wow, that's a budget package. Great deal. Fantastic. Two people. That is Isabel put that one together. Andrea and Josh Bailey. They're coming in from San Francisco. You know, it's a fun, it's you know, they're in a perfect location. I can't say that this is the Taj Mahal, but you know, it's a budget property. It's got good service. Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant downstairs, and it's centrally located right across the street from the Polynesian Cultural Center. You know, and the International Marketplace. But you know, when you think about it, how much time do you spend in the room when you're on a vacation?
Not that much.
Not that much.
Kids want to go out.
Yeah, if you're active, then something like that. A budget property works real well.
Yep.
So congratulations to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that does it for packages.
Yes.
Don't forget to tune in on Friday. We do this again on Friday. Make sure you check out our blog and our podcast and all of our videos, our Facebook page, our Twitter pages.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly updating and keeping you informed about Hawaii. If you have any questions, make sure you get in touch with us. And just give us a call if you have any questions or concerns about Hawaii. We're here to help you get those questions answered. And make sure you have a memorable vacation. That's 1-800-843-8771. So that'll wrap it up for us for today. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, we'll say aloha and mahalo.